Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Yeah, I am great. How are you?
I am awesome. I am ready to hit it and not miss it because I'm telling you, I am so right on today. I praise God for his goodness and his grace. You know, the word says that if we acknowledge God in all our ways, that he'll direct our path, and he is doing just that for me. So I'm excited. I am excited about today. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And just to give you a quick update, I actually got to go. You all know we had Bishop Larry Baylor on earlier in the week, and I went to his church on Sunday, and oh, my God. Woo, you talk about God in the building. Oh, my goodness. God in him delivers. The man is so passionate. Oh, it just came across everything he did, just the passion of Jesus Christ himself is in the man. It's in the house. And I tell you, we had an awesome service. He had three visiting churches from Africa there. He has 11 churches overseas. And so that was pretty exciting. And I actually got some video footage and pictures, so I'm going to have to put that online for you guys to see. But, oh, yeah, I had a really awesome, awesome Sunday. What about you, Coach? Father's Day, how are you and your husband?
Yes, we had a great time on Father's Day. It was a great day. So what happened on Saturday? Or
did you see those pictures with me and Del Toro?
No, I didn't see that.
I guess what you were referring to, yes, with Del Toro. He was in St. Louis with the gang. Lethea Owens was there. And I'm telling you, they delivered. Oh, my goodness. I got to take pictures with Del Toro and with Lethea. And I'm telling you, he came out swinging. My goodness. He was trained under Les Brown. So we came across with that same, you know, magnetism and, oh, just so awesome and warm up front and up close and got to hear him. He's preparing for his major once-a-year conference that he does, and he's going to be in Tampa, Florida, which is really exciting. So he is on a tour going across the country, and just reminding people why they need to come. And I tell you, he had a lot of excited folks right here in St. Louis, Missouri, so hope you get to come to that. And I've got some info about that on my Facebook page. Just you might have to, you know, scroll down a little bit, but it is there. And then I've got my event coming up in 2 weeks. I've got a prayer brunch. So if you need prayer, if you need healing, deliverance, oh, my goodness, Lethea is going to be part of that group also. So I'm really excited about that. Dr. Higginbotham is going to be there. Oh, my gosh, so many people that have been on the show, Pastor Gerald Pace, Shakita Morgan. It's just going to be really exciting. So we are looking for God to show up and show out in the place. So you can come on in. If you're going to be in St. Louis, come on. We'll put you to work.
Oh, my
God. Sure.
Oh, listen, I saw that flyer. I said, beautiful. Sounds like an awesome event. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just believe in God for big things, bigger and better. That's right. You've got something coming up too, right, Coach? When's your event? In Pennsylvania?
Oh, in Pennsylvania. Yes. We have, there's Pennsylvania. Every day this week, actually, we have an empowerment session tonight with Lady Flag, who is going to be one of our guests next week. No, next week. Next week she'll be a guest on the show, Diana Flagg. She does quite a few things up here, and she's just an awesome woman. She has an empowerment book club she started about 2 years ago. So she's having that event tonight. Then tomorrow night a church is having a 3-day conference, so we'll be there tomorrow night for that. Every day, and then there's graduation at the high school on Wednesday night. I'll be speaking to a graduating class, graduating high school. So that'll be exciting. So we got stuff. It's almost like everything. Friday we'll be doing a technology boot camp at the Metropolitan Baptist Church, one of our mega churches here in New Jersey. In New Jersey, has an employment ministry. The pastor made it a declaration that everyone in that church would get a job and get help. So he formed a ministry team, and I'm part of that team. I don't go to that church, but they allowed me to be a part of the team because I like dealing with employment issues. But they're having a technology boot camp. And this is where they announce it to the public, and anyone who doesn't really know how to use computers to find jobs or to post their resume or just to basically use the internet to even do their resume with a computer. So it's called Technology Bootcamp. That happens on Friday. I'll be doing a workshop there. So we just got every single day of things like, and then of course, the weekend will be here again before you know it. But we want to help people, help you. If you're listening to this broadcast, we're here because we want to help you get to the next level in your business. Coach Cassandra, I talked about on Friday how the small business development centers and 12 community colleges here in New Jersey have partnered to offer a certificate in entrepreneurship.
Wow. Awesome.
The colleges are getting involved with the community. That's what that means. I mean, colleges have always been involved with the community, don't get me wrong. But this particular way, and they've always done this, so this is absolutely nothing new. Whenever the community they want, and what kind of jobs are out there, definitely the community colleges go into quick action and get it and get some type of programming up and running. So this is just another example of them doing that. And I think the reason I'm making this announcement is because a lot of people who tune into this show are entrepreneurs. So
right.
This is where, and that just goes to show you how more and more people are recognizing that entrepreneurship is a valid and very valuable occupation. And once the colleges bring you in and say, we're going to offer a certificate or a degree, because, you know, typically they start with certificate, then they move up to a degree. Once they do that, then it's on and popping, as the young people would say. So, in other words, those of you, you know, who want to get on board, you know, this is a good time. You know, we know with network marketing, they always teach you, get on board at the ground level. Because once something takes off, you can still get on board, but you won't reap the same profits. You won't reach the same level of return on your investment. So this is something hot, something brand new, and if you're in your area, you may not be your area. And if nothing else, it is an awesome place to network, because now you will have dedicated entrepreneurs in one room. And it's going to be phenomenal. So I'm looking forward to that, Coach Cassandra. I'm all excited about it. I'm just, like, over the top.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you are, before, where being an entrepreneur was so mysterious, and if your grandfather didn't teach you how to do it, or grandma, you didn't know, you were lost on how do I do this. Now that the community colleges are offering, and what that means, Coach Cassandra, what that means is that shortly, people will be able to actually get student loans, go and get their entrepreneurial education.
Wow.
And, you know, as we expand, people have to begin to look, and that's why we like to help people see globally. Don't just look at your little city or your little state. Look at the world. There are 7 billion people in the world, plus or minus, you know, 100,000, but somewhere in that neighborhood. So that means other countries are also going to be looking for entrepreneurial endeavors and entrepreneurial training and services provided. We are in a global market. International is the way to go, you know, in terms of reach. But yeah, so Cassandra, it's exciting. This is the best time to know about all this stuff.
Wow, it really is. My goodness. Oh boy, mm-hmm. Folks, all you got to do is get on board. If the train is moving, it has left the stop. You might need to run a little bit to catch up, but you can get on board. I'm telling you, there's plenty of room if you will just put one foot in front of the other.
Everything, yeah. And that's why we need to be out front with entrepreneurship. Everything starts with entrepreneurship in any community. Even with this war that we talk about and hear about, even with that, when it comes to war, you know, you still need entrepreneurs, because guess what? When they make the settlements and the peace talk happen, you need entrepreneurs to come in and show any country how they can be profitable, how they can stop fighting and killing each other, and how they can actually be profitable, and how everyone can benefit. Everyone can benefit in the entrepreneurial, once entrepreneurship takes hold of a town, of a community, of a household. It's like in a home, you know, everybody has a part to play. Children have their part to play. Both the mother and the father have their part to play. You know, the grandparents, the extended community, they always talk about how it takes a whole village to raise a family. You know, everyone has their part to play. So that's why we're so excited. And, you know, Dr. Horton, who was on the show last year, he is leading the way. He's at a college out of New York, and we'll get him back on to talk to us more about it, but he is leading the way of this entrepreneurial revolution. Yeah, he talks about it. He goes around and speaks at universities all over the world about the entrepreneurial revolution. There's a revolution because we need innovation, and whenever you need innovation, you call on your entrepreneurs. And I love in his talk, he teaches how even Rosa Parks, what she did when she would give up her seat, that was entrepreneurial in nature. A lot of people think of entrepreneurs just being a business owner. But entrepreneurship is not just business ownership. It's creativity, it's ideas, it's innovation, it's starting something big. It's starting, you know, something small, but it has big impact. So we'll have him back on, get him back on. But you can, and remember, people, you can always go and listen to any of our past shows. Some of them don't have titles, but let that be, you know, the day you want to just mystery show. But many of them have the guest's name, person's name, or the topic that was presented. You can go back and listen. Let's just say if you're not able to tune in at 7 a.m. every morning, you don't have to feel like, oh, you know, I missed tuning into the show. You can always go to the website, blogtalkradio.com/AAE show, and you can listen to many, many shows long before, you know, it was called AAE show. There are other shows there you can listen to. This show is like entrepreneurship, because we change with the times. It's had several names over the past 7 years, Coach Cassandra. And you got to be innovate. You got to change. You can't say true entrepreneurs. We change. We adapt.
Exactly.
We're flexible. We don't stick with one thing unless it's going really, really well. We don't just change for change's sake, but we do understand. We do change. We're flexible enough to change and to adapt to, you know, to the audience and what the audience is wanting. But yes, Coach Cassandra. So I tell you, what else do you have going on? You got your book. Tell us about your book. Something that you can tell us about that with your book. I know you have the book about finding your gift.
Well,
tell people how they can get a copy of the book that you do have ready. I know you have a new book coming out, but I know you have books already.
Yes.
Tell people how
Absolutely. But I do want to piggyback off of something you said that is absolutely what's happening, what's popping, and they talked about that over the weekend with Del Toro and Lethea Owens, is that creating and innovating. Coach, that's what it's all about right there. Creating and innovating. Be different. You don't have to do anything like me to be as successful as you want to be. Create and innovate. Be who you are. Be the best you possible. Because I can't imitate you. I mean, I could try, you know, maybe to do a few things. But the point is, I really can't do you. You know, maybe I can draw some things to you know, assist me in my success. But only you can do you. And that right there, if you get that, wow, that is phenomenal. Only you can do you. I'm going to do me. Coach Elisa's going to do her.
But listen to this. As you were saying that, I just want to throw this in quickly, and we'll get back to your book. People have to realize that the imitation, number one, is never as good as the original. Never. No matter how So the imitation is never, so you'll never be as good as long as you just imitate them, which is your choice. If that's what you choose to do, go for it. But you'll never be as good, and the imitation, and you'll never be the original, and people like originals. People want the original product. People want genuine Coach. People want, people want the original. People will pay for a knockoff, but they know that they're not going to get as better quality. You're not going to get the better durability of a product or service when it's just the knockoff. So, but here's the thing. Everyone can be an original. Not everybody can imitate. Some people are not good at imitating. You know, remember back in the day, people used to lip sync, and some people can lip sync really well, and some people not so good. So not everybody can imitate really well, but some people are very good at it, though. But everybody is great at being an original. You want to be great? Be authentic. Be yourself. Be original. Then that's when you'll be great.
Otherwise, you'll always be second best. Always second best, no matter how great you look. But go back to you. But yes, so you're so right. That innovation, yes. And we're going to talk more about that. We have our people from Philly. They're really into innovation. We go down there. We do the innovation conference with them once a year. We did that for them last year. We're going back in July, the one you were talking about, Lady Leveraging. And so you'll see a book that I'll be producing down there, presenting rather, which is all about innovating. So go ahead, create your own success, and that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You have to innovate.
Yes, yes.
You have to innovate.
Oh, I love that. Yes. I love that, Coach. Mm-hmm. Create your own success. You know, and that means that no one, you know, no one can duplicate what is yours, because what's for me is for me, what's for you is for you, and I mean people do steal people's ideas, but the bottom line is it still belongs to someone else's original. Maybe you came and put something on top of it, but yeah, you got to create your own. And you know what you're saying, what is the impetus of how I came up with a concept for my book called The Gift, which is an inspirational booklet. And basically, God just had me thinking about how, you know, so many people are competitive, and, you know, it not just only in the world but in the body of Christ, but the bottom line is I really can't compete with you. I shouldn't even be trying, because I am a gift. I come already packaged, already wired with the DNA of who Cassandra McKissack is, just like with Coach LaLisa. And so the gift is about how, you know, if you knew the gift of God inside of you, if you knew who was with you, who was in you, we wouldn't do some of this crazy stuff that we're doing. We wouldn't be doing the drugs and the prostitution. We wouldn't be trying to, you know, have a sex trade. If you really, really knew who you are, you would understand that your gift is not for evil, but it is for good. It is to help somebody up to the next level. And you don't find that in doing wickedness and really a gift that is perverted was really supposed to have been used in a good way, but someone came in and decided they would supposedly have, you know, greater success doing it the wrong way. But those people are so empty, they are so lacking in so many ways. But if you really understood the gift of God that is in you, oh my God. Woo. Just like the woman at the well, when she understood who she was, when she finally got it, she went and converted a whole town. When before she had husband after husband, and when Jesus asked her about her husband, she said, well, you know, he's not, well, Jesus told her, you know, the man you're with is not your husband. And she recognized it was a prophet standing before her. And so when you recognize who Jesus is, it totally revolutionizes who you are and what you do with your life. So when she recognized who Jesus was, she went out and she told the whole town, she told the whole city, you know, there is a man. You know, they told me all about myself. There is a man, ladies and gentlemen, who wants to use the gift in you for his purposes, that he may get the glory. So the book, The Gift, is about discovering who you are, recognizing your own greatness, recognizing your own talent that's down on the inside of you, and that no one can do what you do but you. And so, yes, people will try, they will imitate, but only you can do you, and you do it best, you know, if the truth were told. So, yes, if you are interested in getting it, the gift, please go to my inbox, and if you're listening to the show, you should be able to see my name, Cassandra McKissack, M, little c, capital K, I-S-S-A-C-K. So I tell people it's the Mick with a kiss in a sack, if that helps you out. Capital M, little c, capital K, I-S-S-A-C-K.
So, yes, I am so excited about what God is doing in my life and the next place that he's taking me and doing the next thing and the next thing. And I'm telling you, when you show up on purpose, life will show up on purpose for you. And as I take the next step to do the next thing and the next thing, God is just faithful. He is showing up, and he is making the path. It's like when I get up in the morning, what I need, he is creating right before my very eyes. I'm telling you, you need to watch God and be utterly amazed. And I don't mean you just have to sit there and just look and look and look. But as you go about your day, as you plan your day, you know, as you acknowledge God in all your ways, he is going to create that path that is set for you for that set time, for that set season. And then even as Esther came before the throne for such a time as this, God is preparing a path for you for such a time as this that he has for you in this season. So I am so excited. You know, God wants to blow our minds, but you've got to be looking for it. They say expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. I'm looking for miracles. I'm looking for God to do something that I cannot do. You know, when he puts his super on my natural, that's what makes it supernatural. And so now Coach, you're getting me all charged up here. I am excited, excited about what my future is holding for me, excited about where I'm going. And I'm telling you, God keeps showing up. He keeps surprising me with great things. And I'm just glad about it. I'm glad he chose me. I was chosen since the foundations of the earth to do the great things that he is calling me to. And just like you, Coach, you're the assistant to the vice president of academic affairs. I mean, who would have thought that you would be doing this right now? I mean, look at you. Praise God. And God is getting the glory out of our lives. I saw that dynamic picture with you in it with the two colleges together, the two college presidents. That was so dynamic that God is just blessing you with such awesome, awesome opportunities. Wow. And you were in the right place at the right time, but you had to apply for that job. You had to pick up the phone. You had to call somebody. You had to do something for God to work with it, to bring it to pass. So as we do our part, God is doing his part. So the next thing and the next thing and the next thing can happen. So folks, you want it to happen. You get up from where you are, and whatever you're interested in. I'm not telling anybody to do what I'm doing, do what Coach Lisa's doing. You do what you do, okay? So you know what you're interested in, whether it's a singing career, whether, you know, it's creating something we haven't seen before. Maybe you're a great cook. When I spoke to Alicia's husband this weekend, he is majoring in barbecue sauce, and he's entering several different competitions before he puts his barbecue sauce out on the market. But, you know, he's got a great thing going on with the innovative things that he's doing. He loves to cook, so he decided, you know, he's got a barbecue sauce, and it's got a unique taste and flavor, and he's out there. You know, that's what you got to do. You just got to get in it. Be out there. Make it happen. Do something.
Here's another.
And, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Here's another word we want to, you know, we like here on the show to be able to share with people sometimes information that you haven't heard before to get you going. Now, another word that's out there, and maybe people have, you know, already started to hear it, but it's repurposing. When you take a product or a service and you repurpose it, I'll give you a great example. Think of your cell phones, right, your cell phones. When they first came out, pretty much people just used them to make phone calls. Well, they repurposed the phone many, many times over, but one of the repurposing is so that you could take pictures. Now, I know some people use their cell phone, and I'm one of them. I don't carry a regular camera. Well, I don't need to because my phone now has a new purpose. It's not just a phone. It's also a camera and video. And I even video recordings, some of the recordings I put on the internet came from the phone. So there's this whole big thing around repurposing. We've always done it. We just didn't call it that. Same thing in the education field. They're repurposing many of the tools that they were already using in the classroom, and they're coming up with new purposes so that students can learn. It's so exciting, Coach Cassandra, but I see that this word is already out there with entrepreneurs, but now we're going to be teaching it to entrepreneurs at every level. It won't just be your big IBM-type CEOs that will have information. It won't just be those who are like the head of the major financial also bring it down to the end, to the lowest level entrepreneur, the entrepreneur that just is making, because, you know, entrepreneurship, you determine the income that you want, not someone else. here's how I look at that. If you can work for someone else and be satisfied working 35 years, earning, let's just say you start out earning, let's say now you make $100,000 a year. But when you started that job 30 years ago, you were only making, you know, $20,000. And so over a 20-year period, you made it to six figures. All right, if that's fine, if that's what you want. Well, entrepreneurs, nobody's saying as an entrepreneur you have to make, you know, $18 million a year. All right? That's not the goal necessarily. Being an entrepreneur is more than that. That's part of it. But that's just one part. There's also a part of doing something you love, okay, because there are some people who make six figures and they hate getting up in the morning. They hate their jobs. They hate the people on their jobs. And then they come home and a lot of times they're not even happy in their household. So it's, you know, so it's so much about entrepreneurship. But back to you, Coach Cassandra.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. That's wonderful. All the different opportunities and the retooling and the repurposing, I like that, of products. I mean, people are always coming up with something, you know, ingenious, and it doesn't always mean you have to start from scratch. You know, you may see something and be able to add to it to make it better. So all you got to do is get out there and get in it and see what you can do. And you got to get in it to be in it, to win it, you know. So that's all you got to do. You just have to have a desire to make it happen. So, you know, and just the more, I feel like the more you express your gratitude for what you have, the more you can appreciate things. And, you know, out of that appreciation can come, you know, all kinds of creativity to do all kinds of things. So, you know, obstacles seem so prevalent when, you know, you take your eyes off the goal. The more I keep my eyes focused on where I'm headed and not what may be standing, you know, in the way or what I can think of standing in the way, the more I go toward what I believe God has for me. And it seems like if something was an obstacle, it just disappears. And matter of fact, Shakita and I just had a conversation about that over the weekend, and I was telling her, you know, when I was trying to put this event together, you know, I just believe God told me that I was supposed to get this particular facility. And, you know, when I initially called, the person I talked to said, oh, yeah, you can do it, blah, 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 no problem. But, you know, you still got to go through this committee, blah, blah, blah. And so I talked to the guy, and he was like, no, you can't do it, blah, blah, blah. And he had these reasons that they do this new thing because of this committee. And so and I said, you know, yeah, I am going to be able to do that. Yeah, of course I can do that, you know. And we went back and forth, and finally he said, well, I didn't know ABC. If I had known that, it would have been yes, you know, but it was like, well, that wasn't on the application to even answer yes or no to. So sometimes people, you know, need a little bit more information. You've got to be a little patient And, you know, it was like, you know, I had already put out there, this is where we're going to do the place. This is where we're going to do the event, you know. And people don't know the things that are going on behind the scenes to make things happen. But you've just got to have that belief. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I may not know how it's going to happen, but God didn't tell you to, you know, to always know how, but to believe in the one who is able to bring it all together. So, I just love that. And another, I guess you could say, challenge has arisen. And I said, you know what, God, I'm just going to watch you show up and show out. And out of not being able to do this other thing I need to do that's part of my event coming up, you know, God opened up the idea to do another thing. And I said, you know what, there's so many ways to skin a cat, as they say. There's so many opportunities. If we would look at our obstacles as opportunities, and the Chinese symbol for opposition means opportunity. And if you look at your opposition as an opportunity to do something you haven't done before, see how that changes it? It changes it completely. Your opposition doesn't have to be negative. I mean, it could be negative, but I'm saying the way you look at it, the way you retool or repurpose that thing, you know, okay, God, how do you want me to do this, you know? And it's an opportunity to call on God. It's an opportunity to say, Lord, help me with this, or get some other people involved. You know, we all need help. We all need someone else to assist us with doing the thing that seems impossible for us. And I love what Zig Ziglar always says, if you help enough people get what they want, you're going to get what you want. So if you look at it like that, instead of I was talking to a pastor's wife over the weekend, and she was telling me she was trying to do this new thing at her church, and she was calling on people who she believed could help her. But she said, you know, people just wouldn't help me. She said they just were afraid if they helped me, it would take away from what they're doing. But if you look at it as an opportunity to help someone else, when you need something, God's going to be right there. He's going to have that thing open for you. So instead of your fist being tightly closed, open up your hand and say, okay, God, what can I do with what I have? Who can I call to get the help that I need? And it's a whole different concept. It's a whole different way of looking at things. And so that can be very, very exciting when we know there's so much more to it than
that's so,
you know,
true.
Yeah, that's so
good. And we love that scripture that says, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. And encourage people, go out there, and whatever it is, I dare you, whatever it is you want, go make it happen for somebody else. You know, that's the key. You make it happen. That's right. You got to go and do for someone else. Go do it. Go help someone else. Start their business. Go help somebody else. Promote their book. You do it, and God will make it. Somebody do it for you. And I know one of the speakers, how many events, some of us know, how many events we had to give where we were not the speaker. We brought in speakers, even to the point where people would say, well, why aren't you speaking? Because that's not what you have to go with. With God, you have to go with his formula. His formula says, you make it happen for others, and I'll make it happen for you. And then all of a sudden, you're getting opportunity after opportunity to speak. It's not wishful thinking. It's God's formula. It's not, I hope that'll happen. It's God's formula. You know?
Yes.
Story like that. You make it happen for someone else. So whatever it is you want, in other words, here's the instruction. Here's the steps how to do it. Let's say you want a house. Let's just say you've been wanting a house and you just can't figure out how you're going to pay a mortgage. Let's just say that happened, right? But you know somebody, and I know it's true, but you know someone who is looking to buy a house, per se, or something of that nature. Go and help them. Go with them as they go looking for the house. Help them come up with neighborhoods that are safe. Help them pack. Go help them, physically help them, and watch, watch. Before you know it, somehow you'll be in your own house. I know it's true. I don't care what, it could be a baby. It could be a situation where you want a baby or you want your marriage. Here's a good one, and a lot of women don't know about this. Let's just say you're a single woman and you want to get married. I'm just using an example. Don't get it twisted. I don't want anybody to think, well, I'm happy, I'm saved and single, I don't want a man. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a person who knows in their heart that that's what they want, and they're not afraid and ashamed of it. And you're not afraid and ashamed of it. Okay? So you say, oh, I wish I had a good man. I wish I had a wonderful man. Or it could be a guy wanting a wonderful woman. But you know a couple. You know a woman even. A couple that is, and she's struggling in her marriage. Go and, you know, not try to flirt with her husband because you see she's having a bad time, but try to help her. Give her good advice. Try to strengthen her in her marriage. Try to encourage her in her marriage. Don't go and dictate and tell her what she needs to cook and what she needs to wear and all that silly stuff, because that doesn't always work in every marriage. Everybody's not like, in my marriage, I can't cook. I can cook. I know how, but I don't. But I don't have to because my husband's a great cook and he loves doing it. So not every woman's got to cook to get to her man. But back to the story. So go and help another woman in her marriage, in her relationship. Help her to have a good one. Help her, and watch and see if before you know it, God will bring a great person in your life. Anyway, back to you, Coach Cassandra.
Right, right. That's a great, great point, you know. And I'm so glad that, you know, David Knight is going to be sharing with us in the next few minutes about some of the exciting things that are going on with social media and what's going on with that. And Miracle Monday, woo! I am so glad for Miracle Monday. Just let me know when you coach, because I tell you, he's got a lot to share with us. And, you know, and we want to let him loose and let him get going. And, oh, my gosh, David is always so exciting. And we're talking about David Knight, folks, who is the CEO and founder of the Christian Social Network. And you can go to mycsn.org. And David is more than happy to assist you if you've got something coming up. He will work with you. It is the Facebook for Christians, and you don't have to be a Christian to be on it, but you absolutely, you know, want to be a person of integrity, and, you know, you're not allowing, you know, foolishness. It's about doing things of substance and integrity on that, on his social media site. So we're just so excited about what he has to offer us. Right, Coach? I'm just so excited. Absolutely.
Good morning, Mr. David. Yes, good morning, David Knight. Okay, David, let's see if David can hear us. Yes, can you hear us, Coach Cassandra?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, loud and clear. Yeah.
Okay, David, yeah, he may be on, his phone is off mute, so.
Yeah, I know sometimes that happens.
Coaches, can you hear me? Good morning.
Yeah, we can hear you now. We've been waiting for the man of the hour to come on. Hello, we salute you, David Knight. How are you today, sir? What's going on?
I am wonderful. I got to tell you, I had a blessed Father's Day. To all the fathers, happy Father's Day. It was just an awesome blessing to be able to spend with my son and my daughter. And
awesome.
To the show this morning, repurpose and retooling. What an awesome.
Yes, yes. Woohoo.
Let me tell you something. Repurpose and retooling is things of the kingdom. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of repurposing and retooling it. Then we're going to talk about blessing a family this morning. I'm very excited about Miracle Mondays, excited about being able to present it. It's all about entrepreneurship. This is an absolute blessing. But for just a quick moment, let me talk about purpose and retooling, because the coaches are absolutely right. Repurposing, retooling is a thing of the kingdom. Let's talk about the promised land. The promised land, Canaan, it was already there, and the children had to go out and repossess the land. They had to go out and take it. God didn't have to recreate the promised land. Canaan was already there. It was just repurposed for the children of Israel. Also, the sacrificial lamb for the remission of sins, repurposed, hallelujah. It was repurposed for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrificial lamb for all of us. How about Saul, the persecutor, was repurposed to become Paul, one of the greatest writers of the New Testament. Amen to repurpose and retool.
All right, now you preaching. Are you preaching now?
I'm coming right now, today. Social media has been around for a very long time.
That's right.
He is constantly repurposed. I remember in the early 80s when I was in the military, young private in the Marine Corps. There was bulletin boards that we could all dial into and communicate. Well, that beginning and the origin of social media, where you could dial in and be able to send text messages to people anywhere in the world that was connected to that bulletin board system. Well, it morphed, and it was repurposed to websites and Facebook, and then social media. Where you can exchange email, you can exchange chats, and then it morphed again to companies like MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, so on and so forth. So technology allowed traditional budgets to be converted from television and radio, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, to marketing on the web. Web pages and websites. And now we see another shift in marketing to social media, places like LinkedIn and Facebook.
So social media is actually the future means of communication. Social media is on anywhere. And if anything, it's going to continue to be a huge part of how we communicate, how we advertise, how we look for products and services, which leads us to a new social media that's coming out, that have come out,
and that we believe that it is a godsend. And that I'm talking about is the Christian Social Network. The Christian Social Network, created at mycs.org. It's the social business of the Holy Spirit. Christians and like-minded people, a place where they can go and they can share in social media without having to worry about the inappropriate content, the language, the images, etc. It's a great place where individuals can minister, they can be ministered to, they can share with like-minded individuals. You know, it's just a great place where if you don't want to be in the world, this is a great place to go to be around like-minded Christians, where you can have a wonderful time, not only for, you know, the adults, but also young adults, also children. It's a place where family can actually be safe on social media, because once again, social media is not going anywhere. Let's talk about some of the things that we're doing on social media today. Well, the Christian Social Network just added a video chat module.
That video chat module will allow you to have a simultaneous video chat session with up to 40 people. That's absolutely amazing, because now instead of typing in chats and waiting for the response, you could actually have an even exchange and dialogue while looking at the person on the video session. You can also have video conferencing where you can share your desktop. You can do a whiteboard session. You know, once again, the Christian Social Network, you know, we really want to make it a place where individuals can have an awesome experience greater than what you have from some of the other social media. So all the listening audience, we want to encourage you to invite people out, because one of the things that's going to be coming is the ability to do broadcasts. And I'm praying that, you know, we can rapidly spin up the technology so that we can broadcast the All About Entrepreneur show on a streaming social media on Christian Social Network, so that some of the listeners could actually log in and have a visual exchange on the All About Entrepreneur show hosted on the Christian Social Network. Two more things I want to talk about. I want to talk about gifts and rewards, which is going to lead us into Miracle Mondays. Gifts and rewards. Gifts. Gifts comes from love. There's nothing that you can do to prevent someone from giving you a gift. A gift comes from love. God so loved the world that he gave. Before we even showed up on the scene, he gave something for us because he loved us so much that he knew we were going to mess things up. And before we had a chance to mess it up, he wanted to save us. So he gave us a gift. He gave us a gift through his son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And thank God for the gifts. Let's talk about rewards. Rewards is the result of your efforts. Two types of rewards, positive, negative. Your results, whatever you do, will result in a particular type of reward. Do something great so that you can be rewarded greatly. That's seed time and harvest time. No farmer can ever expect any harvest if he does not plant a seed. Let me say that again. No farmer, and we are all farmers, no farmer can expect to receive any harvest if he does not plant seed. Here's the thing about planting seeds. Be very, very careful of the seeds that you plant. Whatever seed you plant, you will get a harvest. Good seed produce good harvest. Not so good seed produce not so good harvest. So be careful about the seeds that you plant. Let me tell you something about planting seeds, and this is all kingdom. One apple seed alone, if cultivated, if nurtured, if taken care of, if patience is applied, can produce an apple tree that has thousands of apples. Each one of those apples have seeds in itself. Think about it. Seed time and harvest time. If you want to be blessed, forget about yourself. Bless someone else. Bless someone else. Bless someone else, and God will bless you. That brings us to Miracle Monday. And I'm very, very proud to be able to give this miracle away through the Christian Social Network and the other sponsors and supporters, like the All About Entrepreneur Show, like the Fran Harmony with Dr. Charles H. Jackson, and all the staff from the Christian Social Network. I'm going to read off an email for the family that was nominated, and we're going to make this announcement, and we're going to give them a gift of up to $250. The family comes from Prince George, Virginia. It's the Westmoreland family. The Westmoreland family, they just got evicted from their house. they were renting. No place to stay. Lives at relatives' house. No jobs at this time. They have two children. Food is scarce sometimes. They feel like giving up. But God is the answer for them. We think this is the perfect family to be blessed by CSN. I want to confirm that last sentence. We think that this is the perfect family to be blessed by CSN. Well, I want to say to the nominating family, was nominated by Mr. and Mrs. Armstrong, this family is the family chosen to be the family that's going to receive the Miracle Monday blessing in Prince George, Virginia. Thank you, Jesus, that we are able to come together to put together some resources to be able to help. Now, $250 is not a lot of money for a family like this that's struggling. It could be food on the table for a week. It could be maybe some much-needed gas money to get around and try to find a job. It's our little way of saying, thank you, Jesus, that we are blessed. And it's not about us, but it's about the body taking care of the body. This family could be a pinky finger in the body. And that pinky finger is hurting. And I don't know about you, but if my physical pinky finger was hurting, my whole body would be affected, and I would not be able to function. So in order to help the body heal and help the entire body feel better, this is our way of bringing a little bit of aid and a little bit of help to this pinky family. So to the Westmoreland family, you're in our prayers, you're in our thoughts. We pray that God find a way according to his will to bless you, to get you out of the stronghold that you find yourself in right now, to know that there are people that love you and care about you that don't even know you, to never give up, to continue to rely on what God is doing for you, and remember that God spirit being and everything that he's doing for you, you normally cannot see with your natural eyes, but hold on to the saving grace of faith that there is a Lord and Savior that's interceding on your behalf and speaking up for you. Your faith is going to be the thing that's going to carry you over and get you through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying this for you. And on behalf of the All About Entrepreneurs Show, the Christian Social Network, Dr. Charles H. Jackson with Fran Harney and the CSN staff, you are blessed with $250 from the Christian Social Network. And to the All About Entrepreneurs Show, the two coaches, Coach Lisa, Coach Cassandra, Coach Fred, I want to thank you all for allowing me to participate and to share. It's my goal, it's my hope, it's my vision, it's my dream that in the future, you know, God will bless us to the point to where we can help more families. You know, we're starting off with one, but, you know, before it's all said and done, we're hoping that, you know, we can touch the world with what we're doing. We can bring people to this show to let them know that we are part of something greater than our small selves, but we're part of a great body that loves. Love is very important. Love is God. It's in the Bible. Without love, there's really nothing. So I want to thank you, coaches, for allowing me to participate and to share and to help bless a family that we know is struggling and in need. So thank you, coaches, and I want to punt this back to you.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. Oh, my God. Applause, applause. How do folks get a hold of you so they can participate, David, so they can send in some money to you? How do they do that if someone's listening and wants to contribute?
Great question. Visit the Christian Social Network website at www. mycfn.org. On the webpage, there is a link to fundraising. Go ahead and fill out the contact information there, and someone on the Christian Social staff, Christian Social Network staff, will reach out to you and collect your information, and we'll be able to generate resources to help many, many, many more families. You can also send an email to csnstaff@my-csn.com. That's csnstaff@my-csn.com. Thank you, Coach.
Wow, that is awesome. We salute you. We honor you. We bless you. We bless that family. And we thank you so much. So I guess they use the same process if they want to nominate a family, too. They would just go to that same link or email csnstaff@my-csn.com.
On the website. So if you click on the Miracle Monday link, it will give you some instructions and kind of help you navigate so that you can nominate a needy family. And here's how the process works. We don't want family. Remember, this is blessed to be a blessing. If we can help bless other people, then your blessing will be coming. So we want individuals outside that see a family struggling. Go ahead and nominate them. It takes less than 2 to 3 minutes to just fill information in a computer to actually help nominate a needy family. I also want to talk about the fundraisers that have going on. Let's support the fundraisers. There's a fundraiser going on right now called World Suffering. Let's go to that website and support this as well. This is an awesome initiative to be a blessing to help another organization to be able to raise much-needed resources to once again help a part of the body. The body has many pieces. To help as many pieces of the body that we can. If you're in need, church organization, or nonprofit, and you need to raise much-needed resources, go to the Christian Social Network website at mycsn.org, fill out a fundraising application, and let us help you raise funds as well. Thank you, Coach.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to remind you, Bishop Baylor was talking about being in Atlanta on Tuesday evening from 7 to 9, recording at the TVN network with John Francis. So that should be pretty exciting. Hope you guys make that connect, David. So back to you, Coach Lalisa. I'm going to have to step outside the studio, but back to Coach Lalisa. Thank you so much, David Knight of mycfn.org. And, folks, David is making things happen. Thank the Lord for that. Oh, my gosh. Bless you, man of God.
Amen.
Coach Lalisa, back to you.
How awesome. And yes. Thank you. You know, I think about the story of the starfish. When I think about what you're doing, David, you and your team of people doing this miracle, one family, blessing one family at a time. How powerful, how awesome that is. On another show, I'll have to tell you all about the story of the starfish. Well, we have a wonderful lineup, and we want to keep in prayer family members of those who have asked for prayer. We want to just be mindful to lift up our brothers and sisters in prayer. We thank each and every person for tuning in and dialing in. And, you know, sometimes we don't know what people are going through, but here's the thing. Everybody is going through something. We don't have to know what people are going through individually. Just know that everybody is going through something. So I see there are a couple of phone lines open. Let me take them as I see them. First, area code 804. Your line is open if that's what you wanted to do. You can speak, and then we'll go to area code 908. But let's start with area code 804. Did you have a comment, question that you would like to make? Yes, go right ahead. Okay, I know there's a little delay because sometimes people have themselves on mute. It takes a minute, you know. But, yes, area code 804 if you had a question or comment.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, area code 804. We can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I want to say something just real quick. On the last interview with Dr. David Knight, I call him Dr. David Knight, and from a Christian Social Network, and just to piggyback off that, it's been a blessing. This is a blessing to the body of Christ. Definitely, they need to get on there and really, like they're on Facebook, they need to get on it because it's for Christians and it's blessing families. And that's just a huge blessing. So I'm just saying, just everyone support that. There's 30 million Christians on Facebook, so these Christians go and check out mycsn.org, and it says God bless your program and continue to be blessed.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. And, yes, we totally agree with you. My Christian Social Network, mycsn.org. And we encourage people to go on, open up your page on, it's the Christian Facebook. So if you like Facebook and you're a Christian, if you like Facebook, you'll love mycsn. If you're a Christian and you like Facebook, you will love, and even if you're not a Christian and you like Facebook, you'll love mycsn.org. If you think Facebook is good, you will think that mycsn is great.
Yes.
And it's amazing to watch. But also, so we thank you, caller, for calling in and sharing your support also for what David Knight is doing, what the team is doing. Again, it's amazing. Via code 908, we can hear from you now. Your line is also open, and that's all the callers will have for today, the call-ins, and then we'll be back tomorrow. And don't forget, everyone, on Fridays is our open mic day for you to call in, and you can have as long a talk as you like. This Friday, I did open mic, and I didn't see not one hand raised. I wasn't sure if people tried to get in and couldn't, so I pretty much had to talk the entire hour. You know, that was really so, yes, area code 908.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Coach Lalisa. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done. Minister Valerie Allen calling in this morning. To God be the glory for Miracle Mondays. Thank God for Christian Social Network and for David Knight. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, as the word was saying, excuse me, much is given and much is required. Hallelujah. And also on behalf of my son, Prophet Daniel, and I, we are so grateful for Christian Social Network with, on behalf of CEO, founder, David Knight. And we are one of the first participants of the Miracle Monday. And we are so grateful to the Lord. And we also want to give a shout out what he's doing for the next recipient who has received a $200 donation and contribution. And we are just so grateful. And we're going to continue to keep praying for that family as well, too, because we certainly understand. And so to God be all the glory. We're just so excited about what David Knight is doing because he's doing the word. Amen. Again, much is given, much is required, and you do reap back what you sow, you know, in that respect. So we're grateful for the seeds that Christian Social Network has been sowing in our lives and bringing our dreams to reality as well, too. So there again, we're so grateful. And one day we'll be able to give back and sponsor another family as well, too, again. Amen. So again, there again, shout out to you, Coach Lisa, Coach Sandra, Coach Fred, and also to David Knight on behalf of our family, to you, to the Christian Social Network, and April Willoughby. We are so grateful for all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sowing seeds in our lives as well, too. Amen. And also all about the Entrepreneur Show, too, in its entirety. God bless you all. Amen.
Now, I have my phone on mute. Amen, amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we are going to be telling you more about different things that are going on that we can support that are in the kingdom. We are going to be sharing more kingdom activities. Well, My Christian Social Network is a great place, like David Knight said, a great place to market your activities, to a great place to connect with other people who are like-minded, who want what you have. So your movies, your documentaries, your music, your books, your products of all types, you can connect with others and share. You know, again, we have generations still coming behind us that need training, that need development, that need to be shown the way. We can never think that, you know, it's not useful or why am I doing this? Who cares? There's always a generation looking for what they need to do so that they can be a success in their lifetime. You know, it saddens. I'm very saddened by the death of great people like our Ruby Dee and others. But when I hear national figures talk about how, you know, who's going to, you know, we're going to have this big, that, you know, like a loss. There's a loss, yes. But there's always somebody else that should be trained and ready to go. Great example was the other day I saw a video of a young man, African-American guy. I think his name was Landau. Yes, Landau something. I posted his video on my page. I was so amazed. Some black kid with these long, you know, locks in his hair. Looked like this, you know, the average kid coming off any inner city street. You know, just regular jeans. Came out on the stage of the American Most Talented or America's Got Talent. Came out chewing gum, being playful and joking around. They really thought this kid wasn't going to do anything, right? 26 years old or something in that neighborhood, they're 36. Been washing cars his whole life, okay? That was his job. Sometimes not working at all. 36 years old, he gets on America's Top Talent or America Got Talent. Maybe you've seen him. I'm trying to get him on the show. Landau something Murphy or something. The kid opens his mouth and sounds exactly like Frank Sinatra. No, really. So much so that the judges, they were blown away. They didn't know what else to do. Well, now the guy is filthy rich because he goes all over the country and probably the world singing Frank Sinatra songs. They got him, they had him recreate all of Frank Sinatra's old songs. And, I mean, the kid sounds more like Frank Sinatra than Frank Sinatra did. And, you know, it's a blessing to see. So, you know, we have to, and I think about, you know, what legacy you're leaving. Okay, so, for instance, Christian Social Network, David Knight, is leaving a legacy for another person to come and say, wow, if he did that, what can I do? Or somebody sees Valerie's document and says, wow, she made a movie. Maybe I can make a movie. You know, we got to think like that. Think about what we're leaving. You know, Coach Cassandra is out there doing, you know, what she's doing. And somebody could say, hey, you know what? She's on the radio. She's an author. You know, she's an MC. She's a speaker. She's a coach, or Coach Fred. Somebody sees what he's doing and how he leads the way for people to change their lives. You know, yeah, we think about our children and what our own children can see. But what about a ranked stranger that doesn't even know you? Right? Can look at that. And so that's what, you know, whatever you do, think about 40 years from now, 100 years from now. Because I know we all want God to come back soon. I know that. But just imagine, had he come back before you got saved, it's not his will that any man should perish. And so while it seems like he's taken a long time, but we don't know his plan, that he's waiting on somebody. He's got another child to be born, someone else to get into the kingdom. We just have to be patient. That's why James said, let trials have their work, their perfect work, to produce patience.
We got to be patient and wait. Let somebody else, you know, we're happy that we got saved and now we want Christ to come back and take everybody away. Yes, he told us to do that. And yes, that's what we want. But we also realize that it's not going to happen when we want it. How? And while we're here, my mother used to love, one of my mother's favorite teachings was, work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. And so doing now. Okay? So anyway, that's my sermon for today. Probably my sermon for the week. So now we will take up the offering. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, isn't this exciting? So exciting to be around people who are making movies. I mean, my friend made a movie. I mean, I think that's amazing. You know, when I was growing up, I never thought in my life I would say my friend made a movie. My friend, you know what I mean? A person that I know, a person who I've been in her presence when we weren't talking about movies. You know, that's something, you know. When Coach Cassandra mentioned me being on this job, being you know, basically over a lot of academics, I was a high school flunk out. I dropped out of high school. I dropped out, flunked out, basically got kicked out of high school, y'all. But to be in this position, so we don't know what God has in store for people. And somebody is going to look at your life and say, you know, so I think about people like the Ruby Dees and the Maya Angelous and how they're great losses, but now we got to look to the Jaleeses of the world and the, it's just the only name I could think of right now. But these people are here now. And they have that same gift, you know, right? The whole thing with Martin Luther King, right? He led people say, oh, we'll never have another Martin Luther King. That's fine. Well, we don't need one. We need a David Knight. You know, we need a Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. You know, we've got to start because we'll miss. I'm just afraid that if we keep looking to the past, we'll miss what's in our present. And therefore, we'll miss the future. And we don't want to miss the future, okay? So, everyone, have a great day. And you know Coach Cassandra, if she was on right now, she would tell you to have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day. And, of course, I hear feedback. But if you have a need and there's something that you need or something that one of us can help you with, please inbox us on Facebook. You can send us an inbox. Let us know if you're having an event, you need marketing, you need ideas on how you, there's many, many ways to raise funds. There are so many, as a matter of fact, the fundraising options are numerous. There's too many to name, so there's no need to name them because they're way too many. There's many things. You know, back in the day, we used to wash cars to raise funds, or we would sell chicken dinners and all of that, and that's true. And there's so many ways, you know, that you can raise funds. It's incredible, incredible. And so you need funds for whatever. Remember back in the day, people used to have rent parties even. They have a party and collect money for the people coming to the party, and that's how they would keep their rent paid for the month. So there are many things. There are many things, many ways. So definitely, definitely, everyone, don't forget to, you know, do your part. Do your part. Help others, and God will help you. I promise. I promise. That's a promise that I can't keep because it's his word. And he said his word will not come back to him what? Void. That's right. So any promise that God has made, we can make that promise. Okay? Because God's word will not return void. If he said it, he's not a man that he can lie, okay? So he's going to do it. If he said, would you make happen for others, he'll make happen for you, he'll do that. If he says you'll be triumphant in all that you do and you will prosper, he'll do it. And you'll see, and you'll be blessed. So be a you're blessed to be a blessing. Be a blessing to someone. Everyone, have a great day, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Another exciting episode.
of All About Entrepreneurs.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.